USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More details are coming out about the suspect accused of Saturday's mass shooting in Buffalo. Authorities say the 18-year-old man traveled about 4 hours to commit the crimes at the Top supermarket. Police say Peyton Gendron first opened fire in the parking lot and continued shooting inside the store, killing 10 people and injuring 3 others. The police commissioner says the murderer was heavily armed, wore tactical gear, and a camera that live-streamed everything he was doing. This eyewitness telling CNN,
"My daughter's best friend was in there in the bathroom hiding when it all happened. She says she heard gunshots and she ran into the bathroom. She's scared for her life."
AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gas is now $4.47 a gallon. That's up 2 cents from Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Americans are continuing to have trouble finding baby formula as one of the United States' leading manufacturers, Abbott, waits for FDA approval to reopen its factory in Michigan. California Democratic Congressman Brad Sherman, appearing on Fox News, explains how to fix this formula shortage.
We need to maximize imports, maximize production to deal with the short term. Long term, we need a host of strategic reserves and or surplus capacity available.
Since the administration started working with manufacturers, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Gerber has increased baby formula production by 50% and Reckitt's has done so by 30%. NASCAR drivers making their final preparations at the Kansas Speedway for the Advent Health 400. Green flag drops today just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Americans are finding some grocery store shelves empty as supply chain disruptions continue to impact the United States. Michigan Republican Congresswoman Lisa McClain says this is a result of government restrictions.
If government gets out of the way, gives some power to the business people in America, they'll actually figure out how to be productive, and this crazy word called and be more energy efficient and energy conscientious.
The United States is also dealing with the highest prices in 40 years, especially at the gas pump. Border communities are concerned with the lack of White House visits to the southern border as illegal immigrants continue to cross into the country at the highest levels in 2 decades. Eagle Pass Mayor Pro Tem Yolanda Ramon joins Fox News and says her city feels overlooked.
We are totally being ignored here in the border, and that's not, you know, what the U.S. should be about.
Two Game 7s in the NBA playoffs set to take place on Sunday. In the first matchup, the Boston Celtics will host the Milwaukee Bucks. That game tips off just after 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And in the nightcap, the Phoenix Suns will host the Dallas Mavericks, with that game tipping off just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.